Hi, I'm Katie Hill. Following years facing the fear on Blue Peter, 2 decades working on TV and radio, and years training and qualifying, I now work as a coach and speaker with Limitless, encouraging others to live all out. Because what's the point if you're not playing big? What's the point if you're not living your full potential? What if the one thing standing in your way is you? I'll be sharing my own tools and techniques from my coach training and life, plus inspiring interviews to help you live the life you were born to live. I'm Katie Hill, and this is the Limitless Podcast. Hello, my friend. So let's talk mornings and routines, can we? Because in episode 1, we were talking about life beyond lockdown. And now is such a great time to sort a morning routine that is going to serve you going forward into the rest of the year. So my mornings are something that I've honed through studying personal development, through my experiences in broadcasting, seeing what works with my clients. My clients have clung to their morning routine throughout everything that 2020 has thrown at us. And I've realised just how key my general routine is for my well-being, you know, physical and mental. Like, it is so important for me to have a schedule, to map out my day, to have a plan. And I started mentioning my morning routine on my Instagram feed, on my stories, and there were loads of questions about the details of my daily life habits. So I guess a daily routine isn't as common as I thought, maybe. So I figured now might be a good time in one of these early podcasts to share a little bit of insight into my world and what works for me, because let's face it, 2020 has been a massive change to life as we know it. Some of us, you know, have never worked harder. Some of us have been homeschooling. Some of us have, you know, been off and taken the time to do things we wanted to. And I heard such a great quote early on, which really sums up this season. And it was, "We're all in the same storm, but in different boats." I'm sure you've heard that phrase. And all of our experiences of lockdown have been so, so different. But I think one commonality has just been this greater awareness of the fragility of life, an acknowledgement that, you know, things can change in a heartbeat. And this is actually something I learned at the end of 2019 in the shape of a pretty spectacular head injury, which I would love to tell you was acquired in some really cool way. But I was chasing my 13-year-old daughter to the loo to bring the early morning fun. That's the kind of girl I am. That is totally another story for another time. But if you follow me on my I'm Katie Hill Instagram account, you will know too well about my journey. It was a game changer. A scar down the front of your forehead is quite a lot to deal with as a woman, I'll be honest. But I chose to turn it into a positive. And, you know, thank God it happened to me and not my gorgeous 13-year-old, right? An almost 50-year-old is set up to cope with these things. And it could have been so different if my injury had been 1 inch to either side. I know it would have been a very different story, and I have been told that I may well not be here. So I chose to use the experience as a giant wake-up call for me to live it. You know, I was already on this journey through my coaching and through being obsessive about personal development. And then that happened, and it was like, whoa, come on. So every time I see my scar in the mirror, I actually call it my live it scar. It's like, just freaking live it. And perhaps for all of us, you know, this lockdown experience, it's just given us all this kind of greater urgency to live all out, to reach our potential, to try and make a difference in the world, to show up to life in maybe a way we didn't before, to feel limitless. Because what is the point if we're just existing, you know? Just trudging through each day. Life is happening. So in this episode, it is all about how you're showing up to life, and your daily routine is so important. There's a massively respected coach called John C. Maxwell, and he says, "You will never change your life until you change something you do every day. The secret of your future is hidden in your daily routine." And speaking from my own experience, it all starts with owning the morning, which for me starts early. So here are my top tips. Step 1, get up early. Tumbleweed. Stick with me, I promise this is a game changer, all right? So if you have babies, I'm not suggesting you get up early, please, enough already. But If your kids are a bit older now and you don't set an alarm, you are missing out. And I know from experience, because once we were past the baby phase, Trey and I used to love the fact that I could sleep past 6 a.m. In fact, I loved it so much, I would just sleep until I heard one of the kids wake at around 7, except then we'd all be getting up at the same time and I'd feel on the back foot for the entire morning, right? All the way up to the school run. And then I learned how amazing early mornings are. Now, this was another lesson for me. You may or may not know that I hosted Heart Breakfast for a while. Hi, if you are on my journey since that time. I love breakfast shows. I love radio. I love its intimacy that telly just doesn't have. You know, this is part of the reason I wanted to start this podcast, was because of my love for radio. Because with telly, people sit and watch you like a voyeur. But with radio, you are living your life alongside them as they sort the breakfast, taking the kids to school. You're there. Anyway, back to my habits. So for years, because of Heart Breakfast, I got up at 3:30. Yes, you heard correctly. My alarm went off at 3:30. And I just did it because the job required it. And I drove an hour to the studios. There was a drive-through Starbucks near the studio. How lucky was I? First name terms with those guys. And you know what? When I came off air, I was on air 6 till 10. When I came off, after 4 hours of broadcasting, I couldn't believe how energized I was for the rest of the day, right? Who knew? And none of the mums at the afternoon pickup when I'd go to get Akira from school, nobody could believe that I was A, still standing, and B, full of energy and good to go. And generally, I would get home from the studio and smash the rest of the day out of the park, completely energized. You know, I'd do extra work, I'd mow the lawn, I'd wash the car. And I think it totally tapped into this thing called the progress principle, which is essentially, as you achieve things, it powers you forward, giving you more momentum to achieve more. And for the first time in my life, I realized the importance of mornings and starting the day right and starting the day early. And now, you know, through my coaching and my obsession with personal development, I've researched and discovered 90% of high performers get up early, right? There's a reason for that. It works. So I don't have a 3:30 alarm anymore, but I do still set an alarm because it allows me to get ahead on the day before the house wakes up. If I wait until the kids wake me up, I feel like I'm on the back foot for the entire day. Setting the alarm for an hour earlier than them means that I'm running the day isn't running me. You know, even through 2020, even in lockdown, I actually kept the routine going. The next thing I'm going to tell you is this. You snooze, you lose. Never hit snooze, as in never. When my alarm used to go off for Heart, I used to ninja out of bed and downstairs to get dressed so I wouldn't wake anyone up. I wouldn't even lie there for a second, and I never hit snooze. Because if you break it down, what does hitting snooze actually achieve? You never sleep, do you, for those extra minutes? It's painful. You're just lying there going, I need a wee, or I've got to get up, or you don't actually get any quality sleep for those extra minutes. And if we're honest, what it really says subconsciously is that you're avoiding life. You don't want your life to start that day. So you hitting snooze basically is starting the day with a fail. Enough said. In the 3 years I did Heart Breakfast, I honestly never hit the snooze button once. And now I discover from this amazing personal development guru in the States called Mel Robbins. She's got this thing called the 5 second rule. You might have seen her TED talk. And it is actually a thing. It's not because I was just being, you know, good and kind and didn't want to wake Trey up, who was lying asleep next to me. There's actual scientific evidence that you have 5 seconds from when an idea hits your brain to acting on it, right? Before it goes cold. So we've all had those moments. You're at a party or you're networking and, you know, or you're at the school gate and you realize there's somebody that you want to talk to. The idea hits your head, but then you slowly start talking yourself out of it. You're like, why would they want to talk to me? I'm sure they're way too busy. Oh, look, they're talking to someone else. And before you know it, you have talked yourself out of doing the thing you know you should have done, of making the connection with that person. We have all been there. So many wasted opportunities in life because we talked ourselves out of it. So the same is true with getting out of bed. You will never feel like getting out of bed. Your bed is always going to be the cozy option, and there are a million and one reasons why it would be wonderful to stay cozy. So try this hack, courtesy of Mel Robbins, to trick your brain into doing the thing. So the alarm goes off, 5 second rule, you count backwards, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you're up. No questions. I promise you it works. Being up early really matters because it's the time of greatest quiet in your house. It's the time of greatest creativity. Your brain has just been at rest. Hello. It's when your willpower is strongest. It's when you've got your full mental focus. The way you begin your day sets up the way you live your day. So own it. Couple of great books to recommend on the topic of morning. Miracle Morning by a guy called Hal Elrod and Rise Before the Sun, The 5 a.m. Club by a guy called Robin Sharma. Okay, next up, the next thing I do is number two, step away from the scrolling. I know you think I've just spoken a foreign language. What's that she's saying? I can't quite make it out. But tempting though it is to see how that last picture you loaded on the gram is doing, resist the urge to peek at your feeds. Because if you look at it first thing in the morning, you totally risk falling down that social media rabbit hole. This time is for you. And if you open your phone, chances are you're going to get sucked into what the rest of the world is doing with their day rather than setting yourself up for success in your own. I even heard a high performer once suggest you don't even look at your phone until after 9 a.m. That's pretty hardcore, but you get what they're saying. That way, you get to plan and dictate the day before the rest of the world does it for you. And I know it's pretty hardcore, but I guess if anyone truly needs me, they're going to call me. So they might have a point with the 9 a.m. thing. Whatever happens, I don't look at my phone first thing. I'm up and downstairs to have a massive glass of water. You know, your body is made up something like 80% water. So hydration is pretty key. And it's been at least 8 hours since I had any kind of liquid. So water, then coffee, and then we're into step three. Gratitude. Goodness knows, off the back of this season, we've all been left with so much more gratitude for life, right? The things we always took for granted, the simple pleasures we haven't been able to enjoy. I mean, anyone who struggled with the concept of gratitude before 2020 is probably well on board with it now. So I just take a few moments to think about the things I'm grateful for, you know, to take a look around me, to feel fully present in the now. I then grab my planner because next up is number four, planning and affirmations. Now I think about how I want to live my day and plan it. There are loads of great planners around and I totally give you permission to get on Amazon, go to WH Smith, go to Paper Chase, find one that you love and that is going to set you up for success because how it looks and feels to you really matters. You need to feel great and excited for life every time you open it, and we all have a bit of stationery, right? Because planning the day is key. I find planning my day really helps me focus. And being self-employed, I work alone quite a lot, so it really helps me to know where I'm headed. And I always make sure there are two easily actionable things on my limitless list. That's what I call it, by the way. To-do list, not so much. Limitless list is a reminder of why I'm doing the things I'm doing. Much more exciting. So when I'm setting out my day, the easily actionable items totally tap into the progress principle I mentioned earlier, as discovered by researchers at Harvard. So every time you tick something off your list, you get a hit of feel-good dopamine. It also gives you the momentum to continue through the rest of your list. Another thing that's popular to do is write down affirmations and goals as if they've already happened. Now, your subconscious, here's the thing, it actually cannot differentiate between reality and projected reality, and it will start acting on statements as if they are fact. So make use of it. Make a list of three, right? Your three top things, and write them out every morning. So something like number one, I am one of the UK's top lawyers. Number two, I am an incredible mum. Number three, I am in the best physical shape of my life. Write those out every morning and it will help move your mind towards making that a reality. Speaking of which, number five, exercise. Exercising first thing totally means that I start the day strong. Trust me, there are a million things I would rather do, but getting it done just makes me feel powerful and dynamic for the day. So I either chuck on my Spotify playlist and head out for like, you know, a 20, 30 minute run, or I am a massive fan of yoga and I adore yoga with Adrian online. Now, she doesn't know it yet, but you know that scene in Notting Hill when that girl says to Julia Roberts, I really feeling I have for some time that we could be best friends. That's me and Adrian. We are like best of imaginary friends, and I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to this that feel the same. But seriously, her training is free. It's online. I can do it anywhere. There's no judgment. No one around me is looking at how downward my downward dog actually is, because let's be honest, I am, just to encourage you, essentially the Tin Man. So please do not envisage a yogi in Lycra, right? I'm a little bit more dippity dog than downward dog. I've said it before, but I totally exercise for my head, not my body. And Adrian hits the spot on all counts. She just seems like this regular woman. She's not wearing anything super fancy. She just seems lovely, not judgy. Now, the scientific reason you need to move your body is that moving releases dopamine, which taps into the pleasure and inspirational neurotransmitter. There's also serotonin, which makes you feel good. Plus, exercise has been proven to boost focus, and it actually promotes neurogenesis. Do you know what that is? That's growing brain cells. Hello. Goodness knows my 49-year-old brain needs a little bit of that action. Now, I'm not saying you'll end up with an allergy. Hi, 80s fans. But it's all good. And it increases your metabolic rate. So if you're feeling like your metabolism is a little bit sluggish, get exercising. It is literally 30 minutes of your day. And I cannot begin to tell you, once you make it a habit, how much of a difference it makes to your day. And the other thing, just quickly, that I chuck in to make exercise a no-brainer, I lay out my exercise gear next to my bed. It means when I get up in the morning, I virtually fall over it on the way to the loo. So I have absolutely no excuse. If you think you have no gear, it doesn't matter if you're doing it online. Nobody cares. Nobody's looking. But if it makes you feel better, I give you full permission to go and get a bit of new Lycra, because if it changes your head and it's going to make you exercise, whatever it takes, I say do it. So bossing mornings the limitless way, wake up early, never hit snooze. Use the 5-4-3-2-1 principle if you have to. Avoid the scroll, practice gratitude, plan your day and move your body. And that is it. I hope some of that was useful in some way. As always, it is shared in total love, never meant to be preachy, but these things have so worked for me, so I want to share them with my crew, right? And keep in mind, it takes an average of 2 months to create a habit. So if you fall off the wagon one day, just keep going and start again the next day. I am so excited to be on this podcast journey with you. Please be sure to subscribe and rate the podcast and share with anyone in your crew you think would love it. Thank you so much for joining the journey. For more on my story, you can follow me on social media at I'm Katie Hill. And to be the first in line for all the latest Limitless news, head to katiehill.com and hit subscribe. Limitless, the life you were born to live.